How entrepreneurs over 50 succeed with a can-do mindset. As you become older, which do you find yourself saying more often? I can do it, or I can't do it. In order to become a successful entrepreneur, you must have a can-do mindset. Do you find it easier to avoid trying something new, or are you excited about new opportunities? Becoming an entrepreneur after 50, and especially in retirement, is something many people dream of, while for others, the very thought terrifies them. I grew up hearing that a leopard cannot change its spots, and many persons 50 and over have embraced this philosophy and readily applied to themselves. How and why do they do this? They may not have used a great deal of technology when they were younger or were afraid of technology, and so they feel that as they are now older, it's too late to take advantage of the benefits that technology offers. Really, none of us is hardwired on a single path, even if we act as if that were true. Thus, it means that we can change our mindset. We can embrace the can-do mindset. Embarking on anything new can be challenging. Yet, that's one of the things that make life interesting, if you're willing to take advantage of the opportunities. I'm going to share with you a little bit about my story. I walked away from corporate America at the age of 52 and founded my corporation to provide customer service as a subcontractor for several Fortune 500 companies. I was passionate about customer service from my very first exposure to customer service training in my first job. I was 16 years old at the time, who went straight out of high school and into my first job at one of the largest commercial banks in my home country. I fell in love with customer service when I saw the difference that it made. Nonetheless, in my new business, scripts, processes, and systems had to be learned thoroughly. It also involved learning new technology and proprietary systems for up to 5 different organizations at one time. It was not easy. It took time to learn how to use the software efficiently, and there were occasions when I was on the phone with customers that glitches showed up. Frankly, it could be frustrating at times, and frustrating for the customer on the other end of the line, especially as my goal was to provide excellent customer service and one-time resolution to their problems. Eventually, I dissolved that business and started an online business. You can become an entrepreneur. I share my experience because you're likely a woman, 50 and wiser, who has a lot of knowledge and wisdom to share with the world, or at least the people who need to hear it from you, your ideal prospects and clients. Are you retired from corporate life? Are you a woman who has placed your dream on hold for many years and wish you could pursue your passion? Would you like to explore the possibility of making money with your passion? Do you answer yes to any of these questions? If so, what's holding you back? A negative mindset? Fear, including fear of technology? Fear of failure? Fear that you could never be as good as so-and-so? Do you believe if you're in your 50s, 60s, or even 70s that you're too old to start something new? According to an article on MarketWatch, 70 is the new 60. The article focused mainly on the fact that because of better living conditions and better health care, in many cases, people are living longer. Why not use this time to empower yourself? What if you forgot the saying about the leopard being unable to change its spots and focus on the inspiring quote from Carl S. Lewis? You're never too old to set a new goal or to dream another dream. And I add, dream big. Do your research. Keep in mind that if your computer skills are limited, there are basic computer skills offered at many schools for adult learning or at community colleges. There are also online support groups that can provide additional guidance. Do you have something in mind you'd love to do but are not sure if it would be something that could be turned into a business? Do you want to become an entrepreneur? To get yourself in the right mindset to become an entrepreneur, do some research and find out what you have to know to begin a startup online business. Don't worry if you're overwhelmed with information. Narrow it down as you go to the skills that you could learn or perhaps already know and decide how you could turn a passion into profit. By the end of your research period, you'll likely be enthused about the possibilities that exist on the internet. Then you want to build relationships. Social media is a great way to foster friendships and find others who are in a similar situation. Even better, those who had challenges and concerns as you do and have found ways to overcome them are great people to connect with. There are many groups on Facebook, for example, where you can find like-minded women. I, along with the women in my community, that's the 50 and Wiser community on Facebook, we provide a safe environment where you can freely ask questions and get multiple responses. One thing to be careful about is to stay away from negative people or those who tell you it will never work. You're never too old to change to a can-do mindset. You may have to bend a little to wrap your mind around starting a new business and learning skills you never thought about. Remember that the quality of the rest of your life will be determined by the decisions you're making now. Avoid labeling yourself by your age, or please avoid calling yourself old. Envision yourself as an entrepreneur who is in reinventing him or herself. Find and do what you need to develop skills which will lead you to success. If you'd like to talk with someone who has been on her entrepreneurial journey for several years and am in your age group, let's have a conversation. I'm passionate about empowering women like you, women like me, to feel inspired and motivated to earn more in retirement if you want or need to. Create a bigger impact on the world and create a business you can have fun in. The world is changing rapidly and you can become an entrepreneur with a can-do mindset. Thank you for listening. The information below, it's in text what you just listened to.